We've listened to a lot of short pieces so far, but now we come to the meat of the program, a really big orchestral piece in one movement by Florence Price entitled Mississippi River. Let me tell you a little more about Florence Price first. After piano lessons from her mother, Price first performed the piano in public at the age of 4 and later took up the organ and the violin. She also began composing at an early age and had a piece published by the time she was 11. Price became one of the very few African-American students at the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston. She returned to the South to teach at various colleges. She headed the music department at Clark College in Atlanta. She returned to Little Rock to marry and had 2 daughters, as well as a son who died in infancy. After her marriage, Price continued to compose and gave private violin, piano, and organ lessons, although as an African-American, she was refused admission to the Arkansas Music Teachers Association. During the years of the Harlem Renaissance, when many African-Americans moved to northern cities, the Prices moved to Chicago. That was in 1927. Price studied composition again, and in 1932, her symphony in E minor won the Rodham Wanamaker Contest, and the Chicago Symphony played it at the World's Fair in 1933. Her orchestral works were subsequently performed in Manchester, England, a commission from conductor Sir John Barbaroli, in Detroit, Pittsburgh, and Brooklyn. Price is now considered one of the pioneer black symphonists, along with William Grant Still and William Dawson. In addition to her serious compositions, Price wrote music for commercial purposes and orchestrated arrangements for soloists and choirs who performed with the WGN Radio Orchestra in Chicago. Her songs and spiritual arrangements were sung by Marian Anderson, Leontine Price, and other renowned singers of the day. Mississippi River, the piece we're going to hear, was composed in 1934 and has a descriptive subheading, "The River and the Songs of Those Dwelling Upon Its Banks." The work unfolds as if one were actually taking a boat down the Mississippi, experiencing life along the riverbank. After an introduction depicting nature walking along the banks, the work launches into a Native American section scored for Indian drum, timpani, marimba, and other percussion. This is followed by arrangements of "Nobody Knows de Trouble I've Seen" and other traditional songs, which Price mixes with original work. In the recording we'll hear, the Women's Philharmonic is conducted by Apo Sue.
Thank you.